The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Brethren of Chaos podcast. I don't know whether you can tell, but my voice is a little bit deeper.
A bit hoarse.
Yeah, I'm a little sniffly. So, I don't know, people might like that voice better than the normal voice. But I'm going to apologise if... Because I've been sneezing as well, which is annoying me.
And
I've
normally stopped. Have you been coughing?
No, not really.
Just sneezing and sniffling.
My throat feels ridiculously dry. And that is probably one of the reasons about my dream that I will tell you about in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, I've been run down. I think I put my body into shock. On that Saturday, I was out all day for the footy.
Friday.
All night.
Bad hangover?
Not the worst hangover. I just felt like this, like ill, straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many germs.
Yeah, I get you.
In the vault.
In the build-up of germs.
Yeah. That's what it was. And then I felt run down. I felt really rough Monday. And my boss in work said, "Have you done a test?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, I completely forgot that COVID was a thing.
Ah, yeah, I get you, yeah.
So I did a test and was negative.
Negativo.
Yeah, it's just I've got the leggy, the man flu.
The man flu.
So I felt all fogged and everything, and then.
Wait, what about you? Skipped Sunday there? Is that just?
No, Sunday was a write off.
Yeah, like, nothing happened there. You just ill.
Just ill. Just feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
Then Monday back in work. And then Tuesday, which was yesterday, I was at my sister's graduation.
Oh, yeah.
In Birmingham. So we stayed out all day. I was drinking again from like 10 o'clock in the morning.
In Birmingham? Fucking hell.
So we didn't get... my sister got two tickets and I went to my mum and dad. And then me and my sister's girlfriend had to watch it on a stream on the City of Birmingham University website.
What? Like a hacked stream?
Yeah. And the weather was starting to get nice, so we just went, "Should we go to the pub?" So we just started drinking straight.
So you bailed.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't. Well, there was nowhere, like, actually to watch it.
I get you. But you just went down. That's funny.
So we went to the pub and that was all day drinking as well. In the heat as well. I think I was a bit...
Wait, what were you drinking?
Beer.
Yeah, like a Madry. Refreshing.
Peronis. Couple of neck oils.
Yeah, they're all right then, aren't they?
Yeah, good for you, I think. One of your five a day? I think so. So we were doing that, and then we left Birmingham at about 7 o'clock at night. My mum was driving, so we drove home. And then, I got in. It took two hours to get home. Got in, I was just like, I need to go straight to bed. I feel fucking rough here. I've been up since... Oh, so I had to get the train to Birmingham that Tuesday morning.
Oh, I get you.
So I was up on the train at 6:30.
Early
so
start.
So I was up at 5:30.
Oh, fucking hell. That's not what you want when you're ill.
No. And then a full day like that, I was absolutely knackered. And I get to bed and like I'm lying there and I'm struggling to sleep a little bit. It's hot as well because it's been baking all day.
Yeah.
And then I finally get to sleep. I have a couple of hours and then wake up. I have the worst dream ever. The worst dream.
Go on. Where, give me the rundown.
There's these lads are like breaking up all this glass in a bowl. And I've come along and just started eating the glass.
What?
And I'm eating it. And it's like, I'm swallowing it down. I can feel the glass swallowing down through, go down my chest and stuff.
What the fuck?
And then I'm picking out, like in the dream, picking the glass out of my gums and looking at my fingers, like all covered in blood and stuff.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what? So I wake up and my heart's pounding. Like I've been sniffing speed all night. Like,
yeah.
My heart's pounding. I'm sweating.
Savage.
I'm like,
what the fuck?
Run to the bathroom and I'm like washing my face and that, and I get up and my nose is bleeding.
What the fuck?
My throat was killing me.
Yeah.
Mouth was dead dry. Throat was absolutely killing me. I could feel a lump in my chest.
Like you've been eating
like
glass.
Like I've been eating glass. And then I went and my nose was bleeding. I've never had a nosebleed in my life.
And that's so that
not like it wasn't fully bleeding, there was blood in my nose.
Yeah, yeah. But so the dreams hit you hard there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I feel like I'm killing myself.
That is ridiculous. That's a weird dream as well, because it's like it's not like a nightmare where it's horror.
No,
it's just very
Yeah.
What's the word to describe? I don't even know the word to describe that.
Yeah.
Eating glass.
And so I googled it, and a dream about eating glass means that you talk too much, apparently. So I've got to stop doing the podcast.
Wow. There we go. I'll just talk to you, and then I'll have dreams of glass, eating glass.
Yeah, I think, no, it's like, it's more like, it's not like that. It's like you're running your mouth a bit, you've got to keep your mouth shut and...
Yeah.
Stop, like, spreading rumours and...
I get you.
Bits like that, so I won't be telling anyone's business anymore.
No more gossip?
No, no more gossiping.
Oh, you know, it might have been because you were gossiping about the post office robbery. The gods have been like, right, we need to sort this out. He's giving too much away.
Bit of paper.
Too much for free.
The criminal gods. Oh, yeah, so that was last night, and then woke up for work this morning. I'd driven my car to the train station as well, so I woke up this morning, I still felt rough.
Yeah.
Little bit of a hangover. I had that dream. I'd had about three and a half hours sleep.
Your mentality's not right after that dream, definitely.
And I walk out, and my car's not there. And I've got to walk to the fucking train station.
Which one? The one in Reno?
Yeah. So like a 15-20 minute walk.
Damn it, in the morning, that's all right.
It was a nice walk, actually.
That'll wake you up.
And then I drove to work, went to work.
Fucking hell.
That's me. I've been dead sleepy. Because I like a coffee in work. But I never have enough time to have a coffee before I leave. And I think I need to start doing that because I'm so tired driving to work.
I get you.
Literally like
nodding off.
Falling asleep, yeah.
Yeah, you need to wake up just 10 minutes early.
Yeah. Or even like when I get in the shower, just put the kettle on.
Yeah, that's it. Multitask.
Yeah.
Double it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, a good coffee in the morning.
Yeah. I saw someone kicking off on the motorway. So, you know when you're driving on the motorway and someone slams on like fucking miles away.
Yeah.
And it's just a big, like, everyone slams
on. Oh, yeah.
So this, what had happened is there was this little Toyota, whatever, and she'd pulled in to the fast lane. There was a car, it was me, a car, a taxi, and then that girl, that's where she pulled in, and then immediately everyone started slamming on, so she's pulled in and then gone, oh fuck, I had to slam on.
Yeah.
But she only had one brake light working. So this taxi driver, that's annoying enough.
Yeah.
So he comes round, everyone stopped, and he's like beeping his horn, screaming out the window.
What the fuck? In the morning?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's like R7 in the morning.
Ruthless on those motorways in the morning.
Yeah, like, I'm too tired for
this. You need your coffee. Yeah.
What am I doing?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that was so far as your weekend be?
Because
I don't know whether, like, I can't even remember the end of last week or anything.
Nothing.
I don't remember anything.
Well, you went to watch Prescott Cables.
Yeah, that was good, actually.
Yeah. Good weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice. That was a nice day.
And then you just...
It's good watching Cables. You should come and watch Cables more. And your brother used to play for Cables.
Yeah, I always used to ask you all to come down. You never came down.
No, you never.
Yeah, I did. I ask you every week.
No, you didn't.
No.
Refuse to believe that.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, your weekend.
My weekend. I played a gig.
Yeah.
Saturday, that was funny. Stubshaw Cross, back end of, like, Ashton. It's like a Labour club. The gig was all right, but I was like talking to one of the girls behind the bar. Like, we were having a laugh, and they had these arcades, like old school arcade. You know, like
Tetris,
all that. And they had a Street Fighter one. I was like, fucking hell! I went straight on that after that.
Was it good?
I had a Tetris Street Fighter tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking classic. Paid like a quid. I was thinking, oh, you're just gonna get like one game or something. I had like 10 games on it for a quid. I had this girl was coming on playing with us as well and everything. It was, fucking class. Old school. You know, like the proper old school style.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what you want. After a gig, all buzzing, just fucking doing backflip kicks.
Perfect.
And then, what did I do? Sunday. Don't think I did. Can't remember what I did.
Wait, you went somewhere, didn't you, at the start of this week?
Oh, went to Parlick Fell with Matty. Did a big walk there.
Yeah.
That was good in the heat. Oh, you know, we've seen a load of birds, actually. I always take the binoculars and, like, me bird book. And we see, like, the odd bird, but mainly a buzzard.
Yeah.
But this time we were walking, like, because it's like a ridge, and you have to walk down the side of the ridge and then get up. And down the side of the ridge is, like, it was like fields, but all overgrown. So the paths were, like, you know, it's like ferns and everything coming over it.
Yeah.
And we're walking, and right in front of us with this, like, bird. We know that fucking stood on it. And we were like, what the fuck's that? And it wasn't running away. It was, like, right in front of us, walking with us. We're like, what the fuck? It looked like a pheasant. And I think we stopped and like we were looking at through the book and everything. We couldn't find exactly what it was, but I think it was a female pheasant. But it's like, you know, birds are so weird to home in on which one it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different ones.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen that one, nearly stood on that. Then we've seen a buzzard at the top. I think we were on, I think, is it First Snake Pass? It was like a bit further down the ridge. There was a buzzard and then a load of seagulls. But then when we were coming back, we seen them, because we seen them, we're on the lookout for birds then. And we seen this like black, it was like blackish come flying across our heads. And it was making like a trill sound noise.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a load of notes. And I can't give you an example.
I want an example. I don't know what a trill is.
Like when you roll your R's. Like that. Exactly like that. Yeah, there's the example.
That's the noise it was making.
So we had that. That's one thing to go off. And then we've seen the, when it's in the, its tail or whatever it's called. Is it a tail?
Yeah.
Bird tail.
Or like, what are they called? Like tail feathers? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like really long. So we're like, it's not a buzzard, because a buzzard makes like a squeaking noise.
Yeah.
And the buzzard has like a fanned out tail, I think.
Yeah.
So we're like, what the fuck's that? So we're looking through it. It's a sparrowhawk.
Ooh.
Seen that? And that we were laughing because it's like, that's proper bird watching. They're getting the sound of the noise.
Yeah.
Looking at the shape of the tail and everything.
Does your bird book tell you what?
Oh yeah, it
what
goes.
Sounds do you...
Yeah, 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 and it goes through everything. But even still, the amount of birds that you can get confused with.
Yeah.
You need like, I think you need an expert to do it with you properly.
Mm.
Ridiculously hard.
You become an expert.
Could do, yeah. We've already polished a few off there.
Yeah. Do you tick them off as you go?
No, I was thinking about that though. Tick the page.
Yeah. You should do.
Yeah.
Have you fold cornering?
Could do, yeah.
Oh yeah,
you want all of them date folded. It. Oh, date and where you're seeing it as yeah. well.
That's what you should be doing.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah,
starting from now,
I'm definitely doing that.
You're gonna complete bird watching.
There's some like, the, oh, one of them's a golden eagle.
Yeah,
it's like, where the fuck am I gonna see that in Britain?
The zoo.
I go the zoo.
Just tick them all off in the zoo.
Here we go.
What? Why is it? Why is a golden eagle in that book? Do they have like?
I think it's in Scotland.
Oh, is it?
You know, right up at the top. Them islands.
I mean, that'd be unbelievable if you saw a golden eagle in the wild up in Scotland.
Imagine that. Imagine how powerful that is.
I was going to say, like, they don't have, like, toucans in that in the
yeah.
ostrich.
Big flamingo.
Yeah. So that was your... Was that Sunday or...?
That was Monday,
Monday.
Yeah. Come on, what I did Sunday? It's drawn
nothing,
a blank.
All of us just...
Yeah.
Everyone in the country was resting.
Recovering.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't... Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember Sunday at all.
Yeah, it's just a blur.
Yeah, I think I just left my phone as well. Just didn't want to touch it.
Turn it off.
I just get like that as well.
Yeah, get away from it.
Especially when I feel like shit, like this morning. I was just like, ugh, I just don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, you don't want... Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, I know what I watched Sunday. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Fuck me, that's game changer there. Big game changer.
Very good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think it's gone into my top three already.
Wow.
Instantly. And I've seen it before, and it was nowhere near, like, it was good, but it was like, I don't know why, it just fucking hit me hard.
Yeah.
I think, was it, might be Monday when I watched it, was it? Or Sunday?
I remember it was Monday.
Monday, yeah. It's such a good, I think it's just like, you know what, I had to pause it, I was breaking down watching it. Like, it was that powerful, it hit me.
Wow.
I don't even know why, it's just everything about it, like the acting. And, like, the fight scenes and everything. Oh, it's fucking so... And then the ending. The ending is ridiculous. It's outrageous.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Yeah, like, that's why I was saying. I haven't really watched it when I was, like, youngish.
Yeah.
Just thought of it as, like, just action.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking class.
Cool. So that's up there?
Up there.
I'm going to have to watch it again because I just don't... I don't even think about it. I can't think about it.
Yeah.
What about I watched Grey Man.
Oh, with Ryan Gosling. What's that like?
It's pretty good, yeah. Good, like, good action, like over the top action.
Yeah, yeah. Gruesome.
Yeah.
What even is the story to it?
He's like,
it doesn't even say on Netflix, doesn't it?
No, he's like a criminal, and he gets hired as part of this new like faction of like the CIA or whatever. Who were like these guys who were just like highly trained killers, who like have got no identity and stuff.
Yeah,
and then
the Grey Men.
Yeah, literally, and then the guy who's in charge of the CIA at the time. He's trying to wipe them all out because he doesn't believe in them. But he, and then Ryan Gosling works out that that's what he's trying to do. So then he turns against them.
Oh, so he was being used. Yeah.
And Chris Evans is in it. yeah. plays like this like douchey, like awful, like he's a tortures people kind of guy. But he's like, he's got this moustache and he wears like tight t-shirt and it kind of takes the piss.
Oh, it's, I get you. Good, yeah. Yeah, I might watch that actually, yeah.
It was a nice, easy watch, to be fair.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
Every character he plays it well.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Like, unique as well.
Mm.
It's not just like fucking Jason Statham or something.
Yeah, just the same. He plays like quite the, like the Ryan Gosling. I feel like I know the way Ryan Gosling plays.
They're all similar in all the films, but they stand out.
Because I feel like a part of it, he does play himself.
Yeah. Like, is he quite reserved?
Guy? Relaxed person, quite quiet.
Quite
scenes,
stoic.
Doesn't he? Yeah. And then he's like putting himself into those roles, which is cool. I think that's the way acting should be.
Yeah. Go doing it like that.
So that's what when did I watch that? Tuesday? No, it would have been Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah.
Well, you're ill.
Yeah.
Wrapped up.
I wasn't wrapped up. Sweating. Sweating bullets. What? Football's back, Steve.
Oh, the Prem.
Fantasy football's back.
Oh, yes.
How are you feeling? Where are we?
I'm
like
sure.
Fifth.
In the head-to-head?
I'm
in the league?
Well, I won me head-to-head, so...
Yeah, I lost that.
So I'm ahead of there. And then I got 71 points.
Everybody, like, smashed it this week.
No, well, it's like from me.
Apart from Simon, you got 20.
I think someone's like just below me on like 68, yeah. And then top is like 74, and that's like the top eight.
Yeah.
Of the league.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm top of my work one though.
Oh, that's what you want, isn't it?
That's all that matters. No one had let me brag about it as well when I went in on Monday.
What? Yeah. They were having none of it.
Having none of it.
Yeah, I get you.
Genius. Who was like, I'm trying to think what was. I had some good points on the bench as well, annoyingly.
I think have you got Haaland?
Yeah.
He's the one to have. I'm going to replace Kane. I'm going to replace Kane with Haaland.
Well, he's gone up now.
Haaland?
Haaland's gone up to 13.6 and Kane's gone down to 13.4, so you can't even buy him anymore.
Oh, fuck.
You've missed the trick.
Might sell him. I've got a few people to move around.
I'm not going to make any changes, I don't think. I was going to change David Raya in goal.
Yeah.
But I'm not even going to do that.
It's always good to have a free transfer in the bank.
Yeah. Well, I saw, like, it keeps coming up, like, on TikTok and stuff, and I'm saying, like, fantasy football advice and stuff like that. And it's, like, the experts are saying, they say, don't make your transfer. If you make a transfer now, you're too hasty about it.
Yeah.
Why would you make a transfer after the first week?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, be cool.
Because you know for a fact, if you take Kane out, Kane's going to slot a hat-trick and Haaland won't score.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, easily. The one to take your notes off, Charles.
Yeah, he is a pro.
Charles, if you're listening, you always seem to just fucking...
Because he cares.
Do amazing.
So he, does, like, he puts his research in and everything. I've tried to do that a little bit this year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and stick it out as well.
Yeah.
Try anyway. But the football's back. How do you feel about Liverpool's... Did you watch the Liverpool game?
Was that Sunday?
That was Saturday.
God, I'm trying to like pick what happened on Sunday.
We just watched I watched all the footy on Sunday.
I think I just did that, yeah.
United game and then City game.
No, I'm sure I did something else though. But yeah, Liverpool...
Fulham.
2-2. I think Mitrovic just had his weird moments, you know, where he's just like, you can't really do anything against him.
Yeah, he just looked ridiculous, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. I think Fulham looked really good. I knew they were going to start like that as well.
Yeah, start strong.
Yeah, just come flying out, pressures and stuff. That's what Marco Silva does.
What about Everton?
We looked all right.
I feel like you only conceded from a set piece, didn't you?
Penalty?
Yeah. You contained them all, didn't you?
Yeah, I think if we get... Obviously, we didn't have a striker, which is the straight... Like, we won't have a striker as well for the weekend, this weekend. We'll have Rondon, but I don't know if he'll start him.
Play Gordon up front.
That's who Gordon played up front, and it's just like he just doesn't have it. Do you know when someone's just not a striker?
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's a winger, isn't he, really?
Yeah. But no, we look good. The performance was good. We've got Connor Cody in now as well.
Yeah.
And that Amadou Onana.
You know, did you see Connor Cody before that Wolves match? Because he obviously knew he was going.
Yeah.
Did you see how depressed he looked?
Well, he said he was talking on Talksport this morning saying, like, he had a feeling. Like, he said he just knew when he went back to pre-season that something was different.
But why would they get rid of it? Because he's like...
Because they changed. Wolves are playing four at the back. But Connor Cody is a three at the back defender. He always plays that central one.
Do you not think he could just play, though, in a back four?
I think he'd be flawed, to be honest.
He's like the main, one of the main heads at Wolves, though.
He's the captain.
Yeah.
He's played every game for like 7 years.
And then he's just gone.
Yeah. They've just said, well, that's how
it's a bit,
it works, though, isn't it?
A bit ruthless, that.
Yeah, let's hope Wolves go down for the wrongdoing.
Do you want, yeah, is that...
so, yeah, we've got him. We've got Onana as well, the young, who speaks unbelievably good English, by the way, which I didn't expect.
Yeah.
And then we just need some forwards.
Stay. Where's he from?
He's from Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah, they usually speak. You know, I was watching the All or Nothing. Have you seen that? The Arsenal.
Oh, one? I haven't started it yet.
It's good.
I might start that tonight, actually.
It shows how bad the Arsenal fans are.
Yeah.
They're so bad. But the weird thing is, like, you listen to Arteta, like, he's lived in England since he was young,
yeah,
hasn't he? And he still comes across like he's struggling sometimes to speak English. He's probably lived in England more than he's lived. How old is he now?
He's like in his 40s, isn't he? He's probably lived in England like 20.
Since he was like 20.
Yeah.
And he's still like struggling. You know, it's not fluent. It's not fluid. It's fluent, but it's not fluid.
But how often do you think he speaks English throughout the day?
Well, that was me. That was my counter argument to myself. He's probably, if you're in a football team for 20 years, you probably are surrounded by foreigners anyway. And when do you speak English? Because his family are going to be Spanish, aren't they?
Yeah.
And, like, is he going into Greg's and talking to... Or is he going to the pub and speaking with...
No.
...fucking middle-aged men in the pub English?
I don't think so.
No? So he's just going to be surrounded by...
Yeah.
...international people anyway, isn't he? Foreigners.
Yeah. But you'd think he'd speak English all day in. But then his backroom staff would be...
Spanish,
and he'd speak to them.
And he worked with Pep, didn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe that, yeah.
He definitely does speak a lot of Spanish, like. Probably speaks more Spanish than English.
Do you reckon?
In his day. Maybe. But
what about when he's playing for Everton?
What?
When he's playing for Everton?
Yeah, well, he'd have spoken a lot of English, yeah.
Scouse. Would he have been speaking Scouse?
I think he speaks really good English. Mikel Arteta, he's got a Spanish accent, but I think he speaks good English.
No, yeah, I think he knows the words, but it doesn't seem fluid.
Yeah, because it's second language.
Yeah, but I don't know, I feel like...
Now, what
I feel 20 years,
player?
20 years in the country.
Let me show you that that interview with Onana as well, actually, because his is fluid.
Fluid.
It's like, they're like the players, like, have you heard Hector Bellerin speak?
Yeah, yeah.
And his is really fluid like that, because he was like 15 when he came over, and like Paul Pogba was the same.
What about Romelu?
Romelu Lukaku.
Well, is this he like just that? Talks like American, doesn't he?
Yeah, his is pretty fluid as well, but I think that's the Belgian thing. I think you're right about people in Belgium.
They've just, like... Like, yeah, like, Dutch people speak good English, don't they?
Well, with that Onana guy, he's obviously born in Senegal, moved to Belgium, so obviously starts speaking English.
Hmm.
I don't know what, like, the learning English is over in Senegal, either.
I suppose if you want to, like, consume media...
I don't understand
you're
that.
If you listen to music and films, you're going to come across English-speaking stuff, aren't you, as well?
Films are massive, aren't
in this day and age.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to just be sticking to, like, fucking Senegalese cinema, aren't you? Or whatever.
No, I can't imagine so. But yeah, I'll show you his interview after it, because this is good fluid. But so he went to... grew up in Belgium, then his first club was in Germany, and then moved to Lille in France. So he's probably grown up in Belgium, what is it, Flemish?
Yeah, Flemish, isn't it?
Yeah, or they also speak French.
Yeah, it's a mixture, I think.
Yeah, and then, but massively it's English, probably. I would go as far as to say Belgium's probably the most commonly spoken... English is probably the most commonly spoken language in Belgium.
In Belgium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a look at that. I will have a look at the figures. and then he's moved to Germany, where everyone's speaking German, so he has to speak English.
And they're all good in...
communicate.
They can speak English, can't they, in Germany?
So that's where he'd speak English. And then in France again, it's another new language.
Yes, they're going to communicate with the common language.
Well, he'll definitely speak... France will be his first language, though.
Yeah,
because he grew up in Senegal as well.
Yeah, that'll be French, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Belgium, I'd... Oh, no. Yeah, French, isn't it? It's all French.
Yeah, it's the French-speaking countries. Yeah, that's always... I always baffles me about, like, those football players that are just plucked out of... Senegal. Like, Senegal has obviously got, like, Dakar's the capital, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, a built-up city.
Yeah.
He could have been born right in the city and had a really good upbringing. But I just automatically assume he was just plucked out of a tribe.
Like a jungle tribe? Yeah. Like Mud Hut?
Yeah.
That's where you can picture.
Yeah.
That's speaking perfect English.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, that's what I mean. Like Sadio Mane, I just think.
No, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
It's probably a bit racist, isn't it?
I don't think it's racist. I think it's just the view of Africa, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Must be.
Which I think it probably is a bit, you know, like... Like, I think I naturally view Africa as a backwards nation.
Yeah, but there is built up.
Yeah.
Like, you think Tanzania and you think tribes and just lions and...
Yeah.
But Tanzania is like a massive holiday destination with giant big hotel, five-star hotel complexes and stuff right along the beach. Which you don't even think. You're like, what?
Excuse me. Oh,
entire wasteland.
It's desert.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, we should also say to listeners as well, we are in England receiving another heat wave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's getting warm in here.
Yeah, you know, I was saying, like, I was all right with it, but now I'm, like, I'm feeling
well, we're just
in
this little room. This is what it is. Because I was, like, I could see you were starting to sweat.
I'm sweating now. Yeah,
and I was, like, I feel all right for now, and then it's just starting to come over me.
There we go.
A bit of the sweat. Right, that was a nice catch-up, that, Steve. How long was it?
I don't know, like half an hour.
Perfect time. Perfect time. Last week we did, we had Connor on, and we did, Connor took us on a journey about,
ridiculous. Dillinger in the cars.
John Dillinger.
Robin Banks.
Yeah. Ooh. And then you showed me that car that.
Oh, that was what I was doing Friday. I was working one, 1933.
Unbelievable. Where is it?
Just in the unit, we mate.
Wow.
And down the. He's like so minted him. He just got all them in his unit.
Imagine selling them up as well. You can make a fucking fortune.
I mean, that's like minimum like 500,000.
Yeah.
I'd guess.
Wow.
And just fucking...
We cannot...
Just messing around on it.
We cannot disclose our location.
No.
Everyone will come and rob them.
But yeah, that was a top episode, that.
Yeah, really good episode.
You know, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about like the aesthetic of...
Yeah, I got...
It's been coming into my head. Like the suits, yeah. And the Tommy guns and stuff like
well,
that.
You were saying like he put it perfectly when they were hanging off the car.
That's what keeps coming into my head.
Yeah.
Like the picture of that.
Yeah, that's fucking special. Well, that was a really good episode. Another great episode. And this week, Steve, I put it on you. Said you picked the topic. And we've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
It's definitely one that is on the list. Because we just wanted to know more about it, didn't we?
Yeah, I out of all the stuff... I'm surprised, like, this isn't talked about more, and yeah. How come I don't know about it anymore?
Exactly. Well, I've got a little thing. I had a little thing that when I was doing my research for it, and they said it's, the Americans call it the Forgotten War.
The Forgotten War?
Yeah, because it didn't have, like, obviously World War II and, World War One, World War Two were obviously massive.
Yeah.
And then Vietnam War as well was, had all this.
So it's sandwiched in between.
Yeah, they call this the Forgotten War, and this is the Korean War.
Yeah, the Korean War.
Yeah, I think you're going to take us... You're going to take us in?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to go a bit further back
yeah.
than when the war happened to get a background. But it was basically in 1910, the Japanese Empire had... they basically had the whole of that, didn't they? Asia, all those islands and right down.
Yeah.
But they had Korea as a whole. It wasn't north or south.
No, just Korea.
Just Korea. Actually, was it even... I don't even know if it was Korea, because China was Manchuria. Wasn't it?
Was it?
That's what China really is, isn't it?
I don't know. Manchurian?
Manchurian.
Like the Manchurian candidate?
Yeah, yeah. Manchuria is like real China.
I don't know.
And China's like
maybe it's a Google.
A modern name for it.
Do you want me to find out what Korea's called? What it used to be called?
What it used... But yeah, so Japan had... Japanese Empire had it from 1910. And then the World War II happened...
Gregorio. Yeah.
That was Korea?
Yeah.
Gregorio. That's an odd name, that.
It is, yeah.
Well, so in World War II, we know what happens there, and then Japan lost their side of the war.
Yeah.
Forced to give up all the, what is it called? Like the islands, that non-mainland
yeah.
territories. So they gave up everything. And South Korea, oh no, I mean Korea was gave up, were because it was the Soviets and the US Army
yeah.
who were like kind of running the show in terms of like land and territory and what goes on, you know, after the war. So the Soviets took
north
the north of yeah. Korea, and America took the south. and there was a bit of like, oh well, it should, we want the whole of it, or we went, so they, but they decided to put a 38th parallel across the middle, which is the, what's that, is it the latitude, yeah, the latitudes, 38th parallel, which divided the north and south. So the north is the Soviets, and the south is the Americans,
USA,
and the Soviets put Kim Il-sung in power, pro-communist. And the Americans put Syng Man Rhee in power, who was like anti-communist,
capitalist,
but he was still like authoritarianism.
Was he?
He was still like not dictator, but like not the best.
Wanted
not
the power.
Yeah, not enjoyed ideal. Authoritarianism. And then because it was like so close, with the. It was just that, but like the 38th parallel stopping them.
Yeah.
America's like shitting themselves there, saying like, right, we're so close to the communist ruled countries here.
Yeah.
And as well as Syng Man Rhee, he wanted, like you said, he wanted the power. He wanted the whole of Korea. He didn't want this like split.
Yeah.
And the Americans, it's called the domino effect, where it's like one country falls and all the other countries fall. But the Americans were shitting themselves thinking
that's what they were saying,
about communism.
Yeah, so they were saying if the communists take over the whole of Korea, then that'll just, then everyone will think like, oh, they'll just start going around, just taking more and more.
Yeah, which I can see, can see that happening. Like, you've got some communist factions in other countries and then Korea gets taken. These have more of an incentive. We don't need to rise up in like, I don't know.
Wasn't there a point like before all that where the Soviets and the Americans, they left Korea by like, all the troops had,
when
all gone home.
When Kim Il-sung and Syng Man Rhee were put into power, I think that was like 1948
was the North, and then the Soviets left in 48 and then the Americans left in
49, yeah. So they've backed out and it's just these two who both not settling for like, they want the whole, they want to unify.
They don't want this border.
No.
They want the whole thing.
And then America is like, oh shit, if this is going to end bad, the domino effect. And then it literally started with North Korea.
Yeah.
Just rolling in.
Randomly.
Yeah. On June the 25th, 1950.
Yeah.
The North Korea. So there was like skirmishes anyway leading up to it. Like there's always been a bit of like, protests and feuds and stuff on the border. But on the June 25th, it was literally, like, randomly, North Korean army just rolled in and said, right, we're fucking going for it now.
So went, that was like the first military action of the Cold War, is what they called that one.
Yeah, very first, the start
that's
of
what
it.
That's started it, yeah.
Wow.
So the 75,
in the Forgotten War.
Of the Forgotten War. 75,000 North Korean troops rolled in.
Imagine how many heads that is. 75,000
heads.
Stomping on the ground, walking in. So they rolled in and they basically, they did a similar to like the Blitzkrieg in Germany.
Yeah.
In France, where they just fucking dead quick, straight in, ended up in, was it Seoul? Seoul.
Seoul, yeah.
Just took it over quickly before South Korea could even be like...
Took the capital. Couldn't even fight back.
Yeah, weren't even ready for it at all.
Mad,
it? That's how you do it. Like, Rommel fucking proved it. It works. You just ride up dead fast. Don't even bother about other places.
No, straight to the capital.
Pierce it right through.
Yeah.
Worked again. Didn't learn the lesson. Nobody's learned the lesson, eh?
Nope. They haven't. They took Seoul, which was the capital of South Korea.
But the North Korea had like very good equipment. They had like the tanks, T-34 tanks, which were Russian tanks, the Soviet tanks that were used in World War II, which were like fucking class. They had all heavy artillery and everything, but South Korea hardly had anything.
Yeah.
And America pulled out with all their troops.
And they took everything with them.
Yeah.
As the Americans would.
Yeah. Didn't leave them with anything. Yeah. So they couldn't even fucking fight back properly.
They pushed them all back, didn't they, into Busan, was it?
Yeah. Well, I've got a bit here on the taking of Seoul first. It's got in my notes is see screenshot. Ooh. I screenshotted it. But so the taking of Seoul, on June the 25th, the army rolled up and went to Seoul. On 27th of June, Syng Man Rhee, the leader of South Korea, he evacuated from Seoul, that was the 27th, And then on the 28th at 2 a.m., so this is like in the morning, the South Koreans blew up the Hangang Bridge across the Han River in an attempt to stop the more troops, North Korean troops, coming over.
Yeah.
But they did that. While they did that, they detonated it. There was 4,000 refugees crossing it. And they just fucking killed all them. How bad? That was like their own people, like, trying to get out of the way. And they're like, fuck this, and just fucking blew it up.
The bridge.
So the... and doing this, they ended up trapping loads of their own units as well, north of the Han River. So they've just done like a, I don't know, what is that? Like shooting yourself in the foot trying to run away. So that caused a bit of like, that helped with like North Korea rolling up in the, even though the bridge is blown up, they still had like units trapped over and stuff like that. They just fucking cleaned up. And that was when Seoul fell on the 28th, in the same day. On the same day, 28th, that Syngman Rhee's escaped, so he's obviously further south. He ordered a massacre of suspected political opponents in his own country. So there was a massive massacre on that day of his own people who was, like, suspected. So it's obviously loads of innocent people who were fucking gathered up in that as well.
So the other political...
You know, like,
is that what it said then?
Suspected political opponents.
Yeah, so he's like, thinking, like, if I lose power here because of what's going on,
yeah,
is that what
I think it's like communist sympathisers and other parties and all that. Yeah. Just get rid of them all. Yeah. Get them out of the picture quickly.
Fuck.
But like, I don't know. It's that. But this is on the same day as Seoul's fell.
Yeah.
So he's like fucking.
He's taking advantage of all the chaos.
Yeah. Fucking going in
to hide all his naughty doing.
And then in 5 days, the South Korean troops, they had 95,000 troops altogether, was down to less than 22,000 in 5 days. And then so all this happened around the end of June, and then early July was when the US forces arrived. Yeah. And, like, they seen it all happening. And they're like, oh shit, we're going to have to get it. We're going to have to come back here and sort it out now.
Well, I've got about coming. What they have you done? Have you seen what? Have you got anything about what? What the US did? The plan that they'd.
To come in?
Yeah.
Go on.
When so South Korea go to the USA and ask for help.
Yeah.
Like, fucking. And President Truman, who was in charge at the time, he already, like we said before, he doesn't want to spread the communism.
Yeah, he's shitting himself. He's trembling.
Yeah, he is. So the USA go to the UN for a resolution.
Yeah.
And they say, right, look, South Korea is in trouble here. We all want to stop the communists. We know this. How about we put like a group, we get a group together, all of us, and we go in and help.
Yeah.
And then, so obviously Soviet Russia have got a seat in the UN. And if they were there, then they could have just said, no, I disagree. And it wouldn't have happened, none of this would have happened, but they were boycotting the UN at the time.
They weren't there?
Yeah, because the UN wouldn't let Soviet China be part of the UN. The UN.
What? So if the Russians didn't do the boycott?
Yeah, so there was literally an empty chair. The only communist chair in there that could have stopped this happening was empty.
What?
And then China's chair was taken by pro-US Taiwan at the time. So they were all like, this is the UN Security Council.
That's like so ironic, that.
Exactly, yeah. So it literally was because Soviet Russia was so proud and were boycotting the UN, all this happened.
So if the Soviet Union were the chair, they could have allowed themselves just to take over South Korea at ease without war. Yeah,
because I'm sure it's something about, like, if what, like, one vote it's overruled or something. I think everyone has to agree.
Yeah.
So the UN Security Council, they appeal to North Korea to stop, and obviously North Korea say, no, thank you. And then they've approved for the UN army to be built, and that's built up of 16 nations. Mainly American troops.
Yeah, that was the thing, though, wasn't it? They say the UN, when, like, the main... All the people pulling the strings, though...
Yeah.
...was General MacArthur, wasn't it? And Truman and all that.
Well, he was in charge of the... this UN army was General MacArthur. He was a fucking nutter, by the way.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, we'll get on to him a little bit later.
Yeah.
But now the US, mainly US troops, but there's a few other different countries all involved have gone in.
There's a few British troops, wasn't there, in?
Yeah.
Turkish troops.
Yeah.
What else was there? Can't remember, but it wasn't that much compared to the Americans.
No. No, it was mainly US. So they've gone into Pusan, where South Korea have all retreated.
Yeah.
To this tiny little corner. And they've built up a perimeter.
Yeah, that's...
While they wait for...
The onslaught to happen.
The rest of the guys.
Well, the very first battle between the Americans and the Soviets was the Battle of Osan on July the 5th.
Yeah.
That was like the very first, like... And that was near... I'm not sure whereabouts it was, but it was all to do with that Pusan. But that was it was pretty cool how that happened. I wrote some notes down for that. So they were called Task Force Smith, and they were 400 strong, supported by artillery units.
What, just 400?
Yeah,
just 400 of them.
400 men, and the lacked proper equipment as well, because like this, the initial gathering of all the American troops wasn't like from America or anything. It was from people who were like stationed around, you know, like around like the Asia.
Yeah.
It's just like a cluster. They've just grabbed whatever they can, whoever they can get, and put them there. So they didn't have like the right guns. They need the anti-tank guns for these T-34s.
Yeah.
But they had these M9A1 rocket launchers, which was shit. They were like proper shit. And these howitzers, you know, howitzers, like the bigger, them cannon things. But they were shit against the T-34 tank armor. So it was useless. But they did have some heat rounds, which were like, I don't know the mechanism, but like anti-tank rounds. And they were all right, but they didn't have that many of them. But it basically started where, so it was like heavy rain. And they were at this Osan. Some guy spotted 8 tanks coming ahead, T-34 tanks in a column flying forward, and they're like, oh, fucking hell, right, here we go. So they fired all the howitzers, and the tanks were ineffective. And the tanks reached the infantry line by the time they used up all the howitzers. So there was a guy, Second Lieutenant Ollie Connor, fired a 22 2.36 inch rocket launcher rounds, and he was literally 15 yards away from this tank column.
What?
At the tanks. That's how close it was these what? Tanks got to before they, like, fucking hell. But all of them, like we were saying, they were shit, didn't hit the tanks. So, and the tanks, like, blasted through the... Because they set up, like, a barrier, basically. Blasted through that. And then the US started using the heat rounds and shot and damaged the first two tanks in the line. And this is literally, they like stood right next to the tanks here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can picture it as like raining. It'd be like dead humid, you know, the weather. It's like all like jungly.
Yeah.
Like muddy ground.
I just forget that's what Korea's like, isn't it?
Yeah, just like nearly tropical, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So they destroyed the first two tanks. And then within an hour, a second column approached. So after destroying the first two tanks, they halted the column a bit, and it was like normal shootout, whatever. But within an hour, the second column approached. It was just 25 tanks, and that ended up in like a massive like fucking battle. So there was eventually 4 tanks damaged from the Soviet tanks, and there's 20 casualties on the Americans out of 400.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but because the tanks were that much. And they kept on coming forward that much. The American troops, like, deserted the positions. And they didn't have the equipment. But they said, like, they weren't deserting it because of, like, they were running away. It was just literally, they couldn't do anything. They're just sitting ducks there.
Otherwise,
now.
You're just going to get fucking
annihilated. Yeah. So they deserted, left everything. And he said, behind the columns were 5,000 North Korean troops coming in. So if they stayed, they all would have died, wouldn't they?
Wiped out anyway.
Yeah, immediately. So that was the very first battle, the Battle of Osan. The Americans... what was this? So they win the deserting. The Americans, they held back one of them, they managed to hold back 1,000 troops from one flank. So this is while they're deserting, coming back. They're getting flanked by the North Korean troops from each side. They managed to hold back 1,000 troops from one flank, and they say, when they look back, they say, like, that's like amazing how they managed to do that, like while deserting, leaving all the guns and everything. But then the west flank was overpowered, and then they were like, right, we definitely need to get out now. And all the wounded soldiers, they had to leave them as well, because it was that much of like a quick, you know, like bagel.
Yeah,
they couldn't
even take any.
No, so there was loads of wounded, and they said, like, the North Korean troops like savagely killed them.
They
like they tied them up and shot them in the back of their heads and everything, and beat them to death and stuff like that.
Whoa.
Like brutal. But some people argue, even though these American troops like bailed and like they lost that battle, it still delayed the column of tanks coming.
Yeah.
At the you know, that perimeter that you said, the Pusan.
Kind of like a fucking fucking speed bump.
Yeah, yeah.
Just slowed them down.
Yeah, slowed them down a bit. So the what's this that I've got now? So the the Pusan perimeter. That was that just, like you said, speed bump stopped the North Korean troops. But they eventually got there, and that was like a load of battles took out on this perimeter, which you said it was right in the corner, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The bottom of Korea. That was like the only holdout point that they had. And the only things that like America was saved by was the constant reinforcements. They said like they were always getting overrun on this line, holding it. And then as soon as the reinforcements come, they managed to push back.
Yeah.
And then it was like, was it like back and forth? And it was just literally because of these reinforcements coming on this like this corner of Korea, managed to hold out that perimeter.
Fucking hell.
Which is just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. Imagine
that's
being in
that. Too close, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Too close to comfort.
That's it. But after that, I don't know, did you do any research on the Battle of Incheon?
No, I got the, like, September the 15th, 1950. And
yeah.
This was like, they just, like you said, just held on to that tiny little corner of...
So all that stuff, the perimeter, the Pusan perimeter, was like August up until the 15th of September, which was this.
The US Marines launched the amphibious attack.
Which was it's fucking class, isn't it?
Which is, that's
it's
like...
so good how it happened.
Yeah. Well, that's also, they've come in and like, it's like the Saving Private Ryan... like what you can imagine when is that Normandy that
yeah yeah
or like one of the
one yeah of those, one of them yeah
one of those battles so that's
them landings
rolled up like that a landing yeah the Incheon landing and I haven't got any real details into it unless have you
oh yeah I've got the I wrote down some bullet points of what happened.
I know that they pushed back
well, so they got that perimeter that's stuck at this bit in the corner, and the MacArthur, the general of the American army, had this plan to do a surprise attack somewhere. And they had two places. It was either Incheon or Gunsan, which was... So Incheon was quite high up near Seoul.
Yeah.
So it was well behind enemy lines. It was 122 kilometres behind enemy lines. Or this other place called Gunsan, which the UN was trying to push and say, let's do a surprise attack from there, which was quite low down near Pusan, but on the other side, but like low down in Korea. And the UN was like saying, yeah, let's do that. We can get troops in there and
safer.
Everything. Because this one, the Incheon, was the coast and everything. It first of all, it was a load of rocks, so it was dangerous to navigate.
Yeah.
The massive tides... So the tide would come out dead far and dead. So you only have small gaps, you know, for like sending ships in and all that. And the currents were like ridiculous. So it was like high, like super high risk, and they wouldn't expect.
Yeah, because no one would be stupid enough to do it.
Yeah, so that's what MacArthur was thinking, was like, no, they don't expect people to be attacking at this place. So we should try it. And you're saying like it was a high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was supposed to emulate the D-Day landings.
Yeah.
In his mind, that's what he had it in mind. So they started bombing So they obviously went ahead with it. They're not listening to the like, fucking UN. Yeah. They're just, right, we're doing this. MacArthur's doing this. The bombed...
He's a bit of fucking wild card.
Loony.
Yeah.
So that's what you need, though, in war.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, look where it got. Well, we'll see where it got.
Yeah. Well, they bombed Gunsan, the UN place,
yeah.
As a diversion, saying, like, to kind of trick them into thinking they're going to land there.
Yeah.
So they bombed that for ages. While they sent like load of recon boats out surveying this Incheon Bay, and yeah. Was like, yeah, we can go for it there, we can do it. So on the 10th of September, they started bombing all the surrounded areas of Incheon, and then on the 15th, they first rolled up, like you said, like fucking Saving Private Ryan style. On the beach, they completely caught them by surprise. So the North Koreans were outnumbered 6-1. By whatever like North Korean troops were on that beach guarding it, there was 6-1 outnumbered, and they landed. Oh, I wrote down the ship that they were using. They're called the LSTs, the landing ship tanks.
Yeah.
These are the main like amphibious like ship things. They were 328 feet long, could carry up to 20 tanks and 120 soldiers.
Fucking hell! I didn't realize they were that big.
Massive, and they pull up right on the beach and like load down the front. You know, like the door thing,
exactly.
And all the tanks roll off. And that was like the main thing that they use, you know, to get all the troops on.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they had the Higgins boats, that's what they're called, I think. What's, you know, on Saving Private Ryan, where it's just like a little tub.
About 15 fellas, all with their heads down, dead low.
One's like being sick.
Yeah.
The other one's got like saying his prayers.
Bouncing off the
pinging.
Hell yeah.
Ding, ding. Yeah. So they storm that. The beach, completely caught them by surprise, fucking absolutely like demolished them.
Yeah.
But then they had to wait till late afternoon, so they stormed the beach at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and because of the tides, they had to wait till late afternoon to send reinforcements in, because you know like the tide coming in.
The tide had come all the way out back out again.
So they took this beach, and then they had to the caught them by surprise, take over the beach, and then to hold it the whole day.
Fucking hell.
While like North Korean troops could have a chance to like load up and come and attack.
Yeah, yeah.
But they managed to wait it out, and the reinforcements came in, and the two surrounding beaches on each side was took by the reinforcements, and that was it. And by nightfall, Incheon, which is the area, isn't it? It's not just like the beach or whatever. It's like the whole area that fell by nightfall. Like fucking, that's a proper like tactical
reclaimed.
Yeah, gone straight in, and then the next few days, there was like counterattacks of North Korean attacks. But while the US were in this Incheon holding out, and then so they got it on the 15th, and then on the 17th, the troops moved forward to Gimpo Airfield, which is not far from Incheon. And you can imagine how like, that must have been, like, roll out troops, like, fucking go in. They were just, like, a straight line, straight to the airfield, taking out whatever is in the path and reclaim this airfield. And then as soon as they got that was, like, they sent all the transport in. You know, like, all the ammo and everything came in on this airfield. And that's, like, happy days, sorted now, fucking right in there. And then from there, it was, like a slow grind to Seoul then. You're just taking out each of the North Korean troops, going slowly, moving closer to Seoul. And then they seized Seoul on the 28th.
Yeah.
Which is, what's that? 11 days after they took that airfield.
Yeah.
And it was, and in that, like, that whole, this Battle of Incheon is, like, fucking class, like, use of tactics and the surprise attack, like, top draw.
Exactly.
Perfect example of, like, and this is, like, well behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
And fucking coming in.
So that you can imagine the North Koreans are fucking all panicking, all rushing up trying to fight back. So you, and then that's why by the end of September they literally pushed them all out.
They took that Incheon, the North Koreans panicking, like you said, left loads of the troops left the Pusan perimeter to go back up.
So then
to
Pusan
Seoul.
Could come out.
Yeah, so then Pusan had like the troops then had like the freedom to like come forward and like take control. And that was like you said, they pushed into North Korea then, because the North Korean troops like pulled out eventually.
Yeah,
well, it was like a mix of like pulling out and like getting overrun by the American troops.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to the 38th parallel, and then like the Americans went in, didn't they?
Well, MacArthur wanted to go in, and he was saying, come on, we'll go in. And Truman was dead worried, because he didn't want Like, if we go in, then China are just going to fucking come and...
Yeah, the big guys are going to step up.
Absolutely annihilate us. So that was like the 7th of October. That's when the Americans go in.
Yeah. And when they go into North Korea.
Yeah, into North Korea. And then by the 12th, they're capturing Pyongyang.
Oh, is that when they captured Pyongyang?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. That's the capital, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, have you got anything, any detail? You go into it, because you've done a lot of details on the... I've got a good timeline.
Yeah.
But you've got all the details on any of the battles.
So that was... So this is still 1950, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 7th, 1950 is the initial invasion by the Americans into North Korea.
And they go in. Let me just catch up where my notes are.
Yeah.
So they go in, and then... Oh, that's it. So by this time, like you said, they're shitting themselves about China.
Yeah.
China secretly put 300,000 soldiers across the border with North Korea and China, like hidden. A bit like what Putin did at Ukraine.
Yeah.
Just fucking got all the troops secretly on the border.
Done it right on the Yalu River, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah. So the first Chinese offensive, that was what it was.
Yeah.
On the October 25th.
Yeah.
The Battle of Unsan.
So they've taken Pyongyang and they've gone right up to the border, which is the Yalu River, which is literally North Korea's border with communist China.
Yeah. The Yalu. Wait, do you think America's like wrong for doing that? Do you think they should have just stopped at the 38th and gathered themselves and...
I don't know. You get a bit ahead of yourself, doesn't it?
And then carry on.
You know what Americans are like. They see anything, they're going to think they can go and win.
Yeah, fucking go for it.
So they pushed all North Korea out. Dead happy we've got. And then, like you say, 300,000 Chinese troops sat there waiting.
With AKs.
Yeah. And they said, like, they didn't have a full, like, giant battle, did they?
In that Battle of Unsan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be really easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I think the Chinese were threatening America with a full-scale war.
Yeah. Is that, like, they're going to go all out?
Yeah.
I get it, yeah. Yeah, well, all I've got is, like, it was an easy victory, so it must have been... What else have I got here?
I've got it. So the UN were pushed out of North Korea with, like, heavy losses everywhere. And because they were warned with the threat of a full-scale war from the Soviet... from communist China.
Oh, yeah.
Mao Zedong. Listened to so many podcasts about him. He's a fucking nutter.
Yeah, we definitely need to do a podcast on him. Crazy.
It's just insane, that.
The People's Party.
Yeah.
Fuck. So that Battle of Unsan, so the fighting started, that took place at 10:30 a.m. on the 25th, and it was the South Koreans thought first, some of you know, South Koreans, they first thought that it was North Korean troops, just like little gatherings of North Korean
little
troops.
Factions.
Yeah, they didn't realise it was like fucking...
The Chinese
coming in, stepping in. So they were like at first like, oh, right, just deal with these. And they captured a Chinese soldier. And the Chinese soldier was like, nope, there's 10,000 Chinese troops on the other side of that river coming to you now.
Yeah.
So that was like, the South Koreans were like, oh, shit. And they backed out and like dug into the surrounding hills of that Unsan.
Yeah.
And then it was like... Like you say, it was just an easy battle. They didn't want to fucking shit themselves. Didn't want to get involved.
Didn't want the smoke.
It's too much. But after that, the Chinese did that. The Chinese didn't go any further for a while, didn't they? They stopped to like resupply and everything.
Yeah.
And then waited till the winter set in.
Yeah. So the North Korea could take back North Korea, basically.
Go back in.
Push them right back. So they only had, like, it's mad that you think, like, how long did... North Korea have South Korea for? You have a look at it.
A few months.
So from...
It's like August.
June until...
September, October.
Yeah, from June until literally September, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's not that much, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean... compared to how long the UN and South Korea had North Korea, they only had it about, like, 10 days.
Actually, yeah.
Literally, like 10 days.
Yeah, when did they first go into it? When did the UN go in?
So the 27th. It's about a month they had it, didn't they?
And then China's fucking stepped in, right? I'll sort this out.
Literally a month. Whereas they had it from June till September.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, when you compare it to that, that's a long time. So the China waited for that the North Korean winter to set in as well.
Yeah.
Which is, the records were for that time, minus 20 degrees with like mad extreme winds, like mountain winds.
Yeah.
So they knew that was like going to be a big factor in like the battles as well. And then they did the, China did the second offensive on November the 25th, which is a month later. So, yeah. So they, like you said, they gave time for North Korea to gather themselves and go back in and take over. But then China came back in on the second offensive on the Chongcheng River, November the 25th. And they wiped out the US 2nd Corps completely, fucking wiped that out on the river. The US 8th Army Corps was like scattered. You know, like where they just like, I don't know, fucking bamboozled them all. So they weren't even like a corps anymore. They had no control or anything.
Yeah.
They were just all scattered all over the place. So that was useless. And then on the 27th, which is, what's that, 2 days later, the 10th Corps, which had 30,000 men, the US Army, was circled by 120,000 Chinese troops at the Chosun Reservoir. And then for 17 days, these 30,000 troops, which is, there's almost 100,000 more Chinese troops there, circled them on this reservoir. They held out for 17 days.
Fucking hell.
And they eventually broke out and evacuated. Imagine how fucking, that's like so epic in a way.
Could you imagine like,
in the winter as well, like with that bad weather.
Yeah, could you imagine that many people? Like 30, even 30,000?
And you're all like, just all working together. Do you think fighting
like,
for,
yeah, whenever they do that in like a film, it's always like five people in it.
Yeah. Together, like in a bunker.
Back to back. 30,000 people.
Think of the noise, all the gunfire and everything.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But then you've got another 100,000 more.
Yeah.
Surrounding you in the whole area. So yeah, so the that was 17 days as well. That's like a long, imagine being, you know, when, how long can you survive without like water and food? Obviously they were drinking and stuff, but they mustn't have had good, they weren't getting supplies or anything, weren't they? No.
You are on your last legs, like, aren't you?
And then I couldn't find out like how they did it, but they had like they broke through like one little bit and all managed to get out.
Yeah,
that's fucking, imagine like the buzz of getting out after that. So that was on the 25th of November, and then on the, oh no, that was 27th at the reservoir. Then on the 5th of December, the UN and US finally decided to say, right, let's go back out of North Korea.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's too much. It's fucking too much there. And like, and backed out there.
Yeah. Back into South Korea. And then
they let North Korea take over all that bit.
Yeah.
But didn't China just keep going?
So China and North Korea, then in January 1951.
Yeah.
It's just said, right, we're going to have South Korea again.
Yeah.
So they've come down and started taking, they captured Seoul in January and they're fighting back. And this is where,
so that was the, I got here, the third time Seoul was captured.
Yeah.
That time in January.
Yeah.
Third time it was like recaptured.
It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? Swapping over. But I don't know whether they took, how much of South Korea they took then.
Yeah.
But then at this point is where MacArthur's like losing his head. Because he's just been embarrassed for fucking months. And he says, we need to drop the atom bomb on China.
That's it, yeah. Well, have you heard about what else he suggested with the atom bomb?
No.
He did. When did he get sacked, fired?
Because
that was when he got fired. Is that later or is that now?
Now.
All right, I might as well say it now.
Say it.
So he kept on saying who's the president? Truman.
Truman, yeah.
He kept on saying, so he said that he wanted to use the nukes, but one of his specific plans, he kept on getting rejected, was he wanted to nuke the whole 38th parallel. Just drop like fucking 100 nukes across it. So he wanted it like, so nobody could cross it. You know, because the radiation and everything.
Yeah.
So it was literally just like a complete fucking
wasteland
that was, and that just shut down everything.
They could never take it.
So his plan was like just to fully
split the countries up.
Yeah, fully nuke this whole parallel. Split the whole country in half with a load of nukes. And then Truman was like, you're absolutely fucking crazy.
You're insubordinate.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gone.
You're fired.
Fuck off.
He literally did just dismiss him.
And then this guy Ridgeway, General Ridgeway, or something, he took over. think of being Truman. He's like, your guy's like pestering you to use nukes. So like the nukes, you used nukes once.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a few times, and it was already like fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Almost. So bad, like all the people that died and everything. Yeah. The whole world's like saying it's like the craziest thing ever, and he's wanting to like use it as like some border thing.
Yeah, to split the country. No. It literally try and crack the Korea. Snap it in half. Yeah, so he's fired, and then who's it? Ridgeway comes in.
General Ridgeway took his place, yeah.
And they start sending more UN troops back in, don't they?
And that was when the aircraft, and I got like the aircraft, and the US UN stepped up their the game with like the fighter pilots and bombings and everything.
So that was like, so June 1951, they send more troops in, and they start to push North Korea back.
Mm. And it's all on the 30th parallel, is it? All around there.
And then in June 1951, they open the initial peace talks.
Ah, is that it, yeah?
Yeah, in July 1951, they open the initial peace
talks. Well, I've just got something here. Just before that, in 1951, in somewhere, I don't know the exact date, but in one of the bits where they're fighting there back and forth on 30th parallel, there was a group of GIs. This is like a weird thing that happened. A group of GIs were fighting once, and they claimed they ended up fighting UFOs.
What?
And so they said like it was green and blue lights in the sky flying around. They'd never seen anything like it. And they said they were shooting at it, and that was shooting back and everything. And the everybody who's seen it, and everybody, I don't think nobody died, but everybody who's seen him was involved in the fighting, like a few weeks later, all died of radiation poisoning.
What the fuck?
And nobody like can, you know, like say like what it really was or what happened. Everybody's like,
everyone's dead.
Yeah, but even the American army were like, we don't know what to say about that. Yeah. Why is there like a load of GIs die from radiation poisoning? And they've all of them said beforehand that they were shooting, fighting against this like weird spaceship in the night
what
that was like
fuck?
Flying above them. And then some people say it was like conspiracies about like China had like secret weapons.
Yeah,
that's like we don't know about. You know, like because
even back then, in the 50s,
weird like fucking radiation ships and stuff.
Yeah, that's insane.
But what's a logical explanation?
I don't think there is
that?
A logical explanation for blue and green lights and flying up in the sky.
It was like one person said he'd seen it. This was like a full troops of GIs, and all of them died radiation poisoning.
I don't even know. I can't even think what it'd be.
Do you think the war attracted aliens?
Maybe.
The aliens are flying around Earth, and like, ooh, with a bit of action here, let's get in, see what's going on.
Maybe they've been out in the jungle too much. And
what, the people?
Yeah.
All of them.
But then that doesn't explain the radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have walked on one of the secret nuke sites that I've seen set up on the parallel. But so, yeah, that was just a little thing that I had with the...
So that was after the peace talks. But then you were saying about the air battles then. So the US upped the game and they sent the pilots in.
Yeah.
But they were fighting against Soviet pilots flying Chinese jets.
Yeah.
And the Soviets were wearing Chinese uniforms.
Ah, right. But they were like Soviet Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soviet Russians flying Chinese planes wearing Chinese uniforms.
What the fuck?
That's who they were fighting against.
Dressed as aliens.
Yeah, dressed with blue and green. Like, it could have been anything like that. They were playing mind games.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, it could have been like the LSD. Oh, no, that was after, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Cold War.
So that was all going on at the time. And then we get to early 1953, fast forward. These are just the battles that have been going on right on the border.
They called it the seesaw effect, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's what I heard a few times, where it was like, it's literally just back and forth.
Yeah, like a tug of war.
Yeah, tug of war.
So Dwight D. Eisenhower is now president of the USA.
Truman's gone.
Truman's gone.
Bailed.
He's done his bit. Whatever happened to him? Did he just? He probably just did his. What did they call him?
The term or something?
Yeah.
The.
I think he's worked. Yeah, he's worked his term.
And that's it. He's leaving like halfway through.
Yeah.
See ya.
So Eisenhower comes in and he's got like was he a general or like a commander?
I think so, yeah.
Something like
that. He had like some military thing.
Background,
yeah.
And he basically comes in, and within a couple of months, within 6 months, he's finished it. He's done.
He's done it?
Yeah.
What, that? He just came in?
Yeah. So he starts, well, there was After the 2 years of negotiations from July 1951 to this point now, they finally finally decide. But I'll go through some of we were talking about it. So by this point, it's 5 million soldiers and civilians have lost their lives
all together.
The Korean War, yeah.
Bloody hell. And really, you think about it, by the end of the war, nothing's been changed. It's gone back to the start. They've got the 38th parallel, and they're just, like, fighting. There's no real land that's been taken.
No.
It's just, like, gone back to the start.
With that, and it's still like that today, pretty much, isn't it?
Literally.
Like, 70 years later. So the agreements couldn't be made at all. They were too much, like, to and fro. And, like,
yeah. And Stalin was involved in it, wasn't he? And Mao.
Well, yeah. Well, that was on the North Korean side. And it was they... Because it was more like... It wasn't North Korea and South Korea trying to make the agreement. It was communists and the US.
Well, they say...
Which I don't understand, like, why they made it their beef.
Well, they said, like, this war, the Korean War, was a proxy war.
Yeah.
That's what they called it, where it was, like, the real people were the Soviet Russia.
And they just wanted somewhere else to fight. And the Americans.
Yeah, and they used all this as the ground for it, for fighting.
Well, 100%. Like, that's what we say when we said it's, like, the start of the Cold War.
Yeah.
It literally is.
Sums it all up.
So they couldn't make any agreements. They accepted that they'd have a ceasefire at the boundary.
Wait, what agreements could you make on that as well? Like, one person has to give up the other bit.
Yeah.
Is that the only way?
Or
did they just leave it at 38th parallel?
Well, that's what they... So they accepted that there would be a ceasefire and the 38th parallel would be be maintained. But they couldn't agree on whether the prisoners of war should be repatriated, which is, like, sent back to their own countries.
Yeah.
Because the communists were saying... And this is why, like, the communists were saying, yeah, they can go, I don't care. But the US were saying no.
Wait, so what do you mean? So the communists were saying...
Our prisoners of war.
Yeah.
They can go back to... If we've got Americans, they can go back to America. They can go back to America. South Koreans can go back, we don't care. The US were saying, no, we want to keep... They stay where they are.
What? How come?
I don't know. I couldn't see anything into it, but that was...
What? That's weird, that.
Which I didn't understand, because you assume, like...
Wait, so the US didn't want their own US POWs back?
Yeah. And didn't want to give the...
The communists back?
Yeah.
Do you think they're trying to fuel more fighting?
Well, I mean,
maybe the communists wanted to, like, the peace?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what to think there. Oh. I don't know. I don't know at all.
Too muddled up. So finally, the negotiations come. They get over all the disagreements and... The prisoners of war were allowed to stay wherever they wanted. In the end.
So they could choose.
So it wasn't like...
I'm going to stay in this prison.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I want to move to America.
But it's like if you were a North Korean and you'd been a prisoner of war in South Korea for 3 years, then you could just stay in South Korea.
Yeah,
just
be yourself.
Yeah.
Be a South Korean citizen.
Yeah. They extended the South Korean territory by 1,500 square miles. So I don't know where they did that, but must have knocked the little...
Yeah, because, like, the 38th parallel is, like, based on latitude, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that can't be moved. That's, like, part of the latitudes of the Earth, isn't it?
But they built... There was a border built, though, isn't there?
Yeah, like the DMZ.
Yeah.
The DMZ zone. Demilitarized zone.
Yeah.
How big's that?
It is 2 miles wide.
2 miles... What the... 2 miles wide?
Yeah. And that they created that. No, but I mean, like, where they're fighting on the border, like, you can just... I bet if you've got a map up of South Korea, well...
Oh, yeah, we kind of do have a map, don't we?
I don't know whether it'll have...
Will it have the... Is it going to show on the globe?
It doesn't have the line, like, but...
It's got the DMZ dotted line. It's got a nuked line.
But they said, like... I don't know why South Korea were owed more land, or maybe it was like, maybe it had to be exactly 50-50 and they sat there and worked out.
The exact pinpoint of what would add up to 50-50.
And so they've given them 1,500 square miles.
A few rice paddies.
Yeah, and then they created the demilitarized zone, and that is still there today.
Yeah, that's it. It just ends.
Yeah.
And that's as we know it now.
And they do fight, like, they're getting little scraps in that, don't they? I bet they do. And you're still not allowed to...
Little shootouts.
Yeah.
Well, they say, like, you can't escape, literally, can't you? Because if you go up into China, they find you and just give you back to North Korea.
Yeah.
And you can't escape from the DMZ zone. It's too guarded, isn't it?
Yeah. But so what's, like... So you've got the DMZ zone is the 2 mile. What is the rest of the border?
Oh, no, I thought it goes across the whole thing, but it's just 2 miles thick.
Oh, maybe.
Oh,
no,
do you mean...
2 mile wide?
2 mile wide.
So the DMZ zone, like, Oh, so the whole border is a...
A DMZ zone.
Or, like, it's a... What would you call it? Like, a fence?
A fence, yeah.
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 But then only 2 miles of it is the demilitarised one.
Wait, yeah, what does demilitarise... So there's no military there?
Must be, yeah. I'm going to Google it.
But how can they escape then if there's no military? Now I'm questioning it. I've never thought to have questioned it, though.
Korea DMZ.
Maybe is it like the bit where both of them can't have the troops in or something?
It must be, yeah. So there's like 4 tunnels.
But people, like, have you ever seen, there's a few, who's that guy who went over there? There's been a few, haven't there? There's a few, like, YouTubers who've done some mad vlogging over there. And you can, do you ever hear the story?
That's the buffer zone. So they're not allowed to, like, demilitarize is like, there's no combat. You can't do anything. That's where, if people are coming in and out of it officially, on official business, that's where you go through.
Only
point you're allowed to go through.
And you can't, like, put your military in there or anything?
No.
I see.
Which is...
And then every other bit you can just fight. You can just have massive shootouts.
Yeah.
You know, did you ever hear about the... Google the tree in the DMZ zone?
Oh, hang on, I've got... The DMZ is 250 kilometres long and about 4 kilometres wide. Oh, so it must be, yeah. So it's the other way around, yeah. So it's the DMZ is the whole length.
Yeah.
And then
it's thick.
Yeah. 2.5 miles wide. And then
your face looking at this.
But then there's like this building here. So I'm showing Steve a picture of.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
That's what I recognise. And that's the bit where you can get through, but there's 4 tunnels.
What do you mean by tunnels? Like, what they call passageways?
They're on the map of the thing.
Yeah, where you can go across.
Yeah.
Google the tree in the DMZ zone. There was a story, I think it was in the 70s, where a tree grew, and it's where, South Korean army were, like, spying, or keeping tabs on North Korean, like, barracks, you know, on the DMZ zone.
Yeah.
But this tree grew that big that it, like, covered. So, like, both sides couldn't see each other. And then it nearly started a war because, like, both sides tried to cut it down.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's saying there?
Yeah.
Over a fucking tree.
And they did cut it down in the end.
Did they, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it looks like now.
It's just a stump.
It's like being burnt down.
Yeah, it does, isn't it?
But there they are.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's all very complicated. So it must just be, like, this big... Well, obviously, it's a zone across that whole of the border.
Yeah, the full length.
Yeah, and it'll be manned constantly either side of that zone, either side of the fence, the barrier, the border.
Yeah.
By North Koreans and South Koreans on their respective sides.
Do you think, like, they talk to each other through the border, the barrier? You know, like some people on patrol.
No.
Not
surely
at all.
Surely not. South Koreans are too... I mean, North Koreans are too weird, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, South Koreans are a bit weird as well, aren't
they? I'd love to go to South Korea.
Yeah, it would be good.
I would.
It's very weird, though, isn't it? It's different. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying anything that's different is weird, isn't it, really?
Yeah, you are. Weirdness.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's different. That's
but
what
then to them, it isn't different.
It's just normal.
Yeah.
Big wars.
Yeah, just the giant wars.
That's what it is. So they have to live with that history, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, like over here, we've got World War II, really, haven't we? But that was still on Europe. Imagine living in, like, a big battle like that, and you...
I know.
The people in your generation.
Aren't
well, not generation, but your people in your family would have gone through it.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. It is
and, like, some people, don't they say, like, there's families got split and couldn't come back to see each other.
Yeah, I bet there's people like living in North Korea and stuff now who were born in South Korea and just got stuck over there
and can't come back.
And they're like grandparents and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And we're back. A little little toilet break.
Yeah.
We'll just
little rest.
Yeah. We can't remember where we were up to.
As usual.
As it usually happens. Yeah. But no. It is just that. I think we were talking about how that is part of their culture now.
Yeah.
That crazy war that was fought on their land by their people, but for two other giant.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you
entities.
Yeah, so you think of like this big war that's happened, and it wasn't really like the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Was for these other fucking idiot countries.
Yeah, but it is stuck in their history. Like North Korea will be that way forever because of that war.
What could happen? Just a big war, isn't it?
What could happen now?
Yeah, like just sort that out.
I don't know. Like what?
North Korea aren't just gonna be like, right?
We're going quiet back to, now. We're going back now, to normal, aren't they? North Korea. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they're quiet in the sense of like, yeah, they haven't done anything.
It's fucking weird what's going on over there, but I do really want to sit in it tonight though and just fucking watch loads of those YouTubers who go to North Korea. And
oh,
stuff.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones. I think we should do a North Korea podcast.
Yeah.
An episode on just North Korea's
what's going on.
The weird country.
Kim Jong-un and stuff.
Absolute weirdos.
He's a weirdo, isn't he?
Them haircuts. Where do them haircuts come from?
He just looks so strange. And he's just like...
He's his bloated body.
Yeah. And he's just got little hair. He looks like a balloon animal.
The best, funniest when he assassinated his brother, didn't he? Just in the airport in like... It was like the Philippines or Thailand or something.
Did he, yeah?
Where like his brother was sat in the airport and like some woman came with like a drink and they got out footage and the woman drops like a thing in the drink and walks off and he drinks it and he's...
And dies.
And they found out it was his brother, Kim Jong-un's brother.
What the fuck? Isn't his sister meant to be the crazy what crazier as well?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't she like going to take...
If he dies, yeah, it'll be her, yeah.
Yeah. And they say he's not healthy, isn't he?
Well,
he doesn't look healthy.
Didn't he die? Didn't he have like open heart surgery or something?
You know,
not long ago.
Do you know where he grew up?
Where?
Well, he went to university in London, and I'm sure it's Switzerland.
Did he? Yeah.
He's like pure European. Like, I think it's one of them stories where it's like the family's dead rich and everything, and just sent his kid away.
Yeah.
And lived like a normal, well, not normal, but like normal compared to North Korea, and like a normal upbringing and everything. And he had a roommate. I think it was in London or somewhere, he just come out and said, like, I was his roommate.
Yeah.
All he used to do was play GTA. Honestly.
No.
He didn't go to his classes, he just played GTA.
What the fuck?
And then next thing, he fucking goes back to North Korea and...
What do they call over there? Emperor?
Emperor. Leader.
Yeah. Great leader.
So that's like another thing where he's had an upbringing in the West. So he knows about the West. Obviously, if you're playing GTA all day, you're probably watching In Between Us.
Yeah.
And you probably go in the pub.
Yeah.
He's like got that, hasn't he, to him? He's not like just being isolated in North Korea and he's like fucking, you know, brainwashed. Well, he obviously is brainwashed, but he has an idea of the West.
A normal life, not like all those people.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up country, that. I do badly want to go to South Korea, though, but...
Get there, go for like a month.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do it. I could do a week.
A week?
Yeah.
That's way too short.
The flight's long, isn't it?
To see everything there.
No, I don't want to see the whole of South Korea. I just go to Seoul or something. Yeah. Or I go somewhere with the beach.
What about if you just do all the battle?
Incheon,
yeah, I go to the beaches.
I go to Incheon, yeah. I think, yeah. Because they've got full beaches, haven't they? And the weather can be nice there.
Yeah, I think the weather's good, isn't it, in the summer?
Yeah.
Is that where the World Cup was with Japan?
Yeah.
Where was it when Scholes played? When the England played and Scholes was bright red and lucky he was about to have a heart attack. And it was like the hottest recorded weather.
I think
it was in Japan or South Korea. I think it was South Korea. It was like the hottest summer ever in South Korea. It's fucking
was
ginger.
That 2002?
Yeah.
And Brazil won it.
Was it that? Yeah. If anybody's looking, go and look at Paul Scholes in that match. Yeah. He looks like he's about to die.
That's the tournament where what's his name, Ronaldinho scored that free kick against Seaman.
Yeah. ridiculous match.
Yeah.
That was peak football.
Yeah, we don't really like, but then I was speaking to me dad and his mate about footy, and they were going, 90s football was just different.
In what way?
Like, it's just so much better.
Like, now it's like possession based, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, loads of build up play, pass around the back. Whereas you think it was a bit more full on in the 90s?
Yeah.
Just
football.
Skills, play for fun.
Yeah.
Hoof it forward, big tackles.
Just win anything to which just.
Yeah.
Just being strong and aggressive. Anyway, we've gone totally off. Go on, tell us your story about your funny little man.
Oh, there was a guy, his name was Nichols, General Nichols. He was an American general. And he was, like we were on about, who we were on about was crazy? MacArthur.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. This Nichols was crazy as well. So he made up his own cipher. He got, he captured a defector from the north. A defector, is that the word?
A defector, yeah. Defector. Someone who's like, doesn't want to be part of it anymore. Yeah.
Got him from the North Korea, who had all these books of the the coding. Because in any army talk with codes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had the coding of how the North Korean army would talk over satellite radio or whatever.
Yeah.
He had the books that would
translate
it. So he got these books, this Nichols, General Nichols, and he didn't tell America. He didn't tell the UN or anybody, and he made up his own cipher to talk with, and he had this, so the US and everybody had to go through him to, to find out what the North Koreans were saying when they had to, like, intercept a message.
Oh my God.
So they're basically relying on him,
yeah.
And he had his own cipher that his own people would use as well, that the Americans and UN wouldn't be able to use, and he was supposed to be so fucking crazy. He said, like, he used to, when he had, like, prisoners of war and everything, he'd just torture him like for fun,
yeah.
Kill him, and like there's like loads of pictures where he's like stood next to like people beheaded and stuff like that. You know, like he's like,
oh my God.
You know, like poachers or game
yeah.
hunters next
big
to
game
like,
hunters, yeah.
Just stood there like smiling, holding like a head and stuff like yes. that. And he was like, they say he was just crazy, like actual screw loose. And they said when the eventually, I think it was the end of the war or before the end of the war, they managed to like. Properly do him, like you've gone way over the edge here now.
Yeah.
I'm like, they were relying on him to for all the translated, but I can't deal with this. But the they got him sectioned and threw him in a mental warm, and he had like a straight jacket on, lived his life with a straight jacket.
What the
on.
Fuck? So full psychopath.
Yeah. This general in charge of troops doing like
what's
battles.
His name? General Nichols, honestly.
General Nichols. Yeah, he was AWOL. Madman, crazy.
Nichols, like what? How Nichols? Like
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you spell it.
General John Nichols.
Maybe that. Is that the one?
That guy. Any of those guys?
Hmm.
Oh, I'll find it.
General.
Maybe I'll start with Korean War.
Korean War. You're gonna go deep here.
Korean War.
Yeah, it was just, I just seen on that, you know, it was like, facts you don't know about the Korean War. I was like, oh, but that was the only interesting one out of them all.
Oh, I can't find anything, but he sounds like a fucking nutter.
Yeah, he should be on. There was pictures of him when they were talking about him and stuff.
Donald Nichols.
Is that him?
Is that him?
It might be.
How one man helped burn down North Korea.
What the fuck?
Well, how many people do you reckon like Americans stayed in Korea after the war?
Just realised it's a better, well, like Asian lifestyle is well better than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, but what do you reckon it was like back in the 50s?
Probably not much changed. No. Probably still simple, isn't it?
Yeah, peaceful,
minimalist.
Yeah,
minimal possessions, minimal, just outdoors.
Yeah. I think Korea's just fucking class. Korean girls are always like they're pretty, and then all the food's really good.
Wait, do they not have like any like the weird seafood like eating that? Yeah, they do, don't they?
Oh, they do eat like big like full octopus and stuff.
And dog.
Giant crabs.
Crab and dog soup you love.
Yeah. No, I would eat like
cats.
Beef.
Stick with the beef.
Korean barbecue.
Translating everything.
Yeah.
Is that beef? Is that beef?
Well, you don't have to translate you, because I'm not going in the sticks. I'm going to a proper city.
I still think there'll be. I would say I'd translate when I was in Japan in big cities.
Yeah, but were you in Tokyo?
I was in the other big cities.
But you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to translate in Tokyo.
No, probably not. No. I think that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
So if I went to Seoul, I'd get by.
Yeah, I think you would actually. You're not going into the sticks. Well, you go to the beaches.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a couple of day
trips.
Oh, that'll
be all fish stuff there. Fish head soup.
Do you not like fish?
I don't mind it, but I don't want like a fish head soup.
No.
Or like...
I like fish.
Like fish and chips. Salmon. That's the best fish. I could eat salmon every day, actually.
Yeah.
With chili.
Just chili.
Like chili flakes on top. Chili sauce on top. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I do really like salmon, actually. I'll eat any fish, I think.
What about...
Mackerel.
What about sushi?
Yeah, I like sushi.
All cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had raw fish sushi, though.
I thought that's what it is, isn't it?
No, not like the one you get from Yo Sushi or Tesco or whatever.
That's just cooked.
Yeah.
That's been fried for something.
Well, they can't have it in Tesco. Like they can't. It sits there for like a couple of days in Tesco.
Oh, yeah.
Just raw fish just sat there.
Just rotting on the shelf.
Yeah. So you don't do sushi? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I have had it. I don't know.
Did you have it in Japan?
I can't remember.
How can you not remember?
I think I was just having so much stuff.
Yeah.
See, I had like, when I was in Japan, I remember ordering chicken rice.
Yeah.
Or chicken, yeah, it was like a chicken rice meal, but it had fish heads in it. That's what made me like, oh, put me off a bit.
Why? That sounds too random.
Because that's it. I think it's just so, all the food's just, even when you translate it, it's still.
It's a lottery.
Yeah, it's a lottery.
Well, I'd only eat food that I could see. That's like street food.
It. Yeah.
You know, like in Vietnam and stuff like that and. Stuff like that, it's all street food, isn't it? And you can see the food and you're like, okay, that's definitely not fish head.
Wait, but what about, so you know rabbit, if you have, if you skin a rabbit and you hang it up and it's skinned, ready to be eaten, but if you skin a cat, it looks exactly like a rabbit.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to, in butchers and stuff, if you have rabbits, you have to leave the head on the body to prove that it's a rabbit, because people... We're having cats skinning them, killing them, and selling it as rabbit.
I don't know how popular rabbit is in Korea.
Well, yeah, there's probably that. But no, my point is, like, even
could
then...
Could be anything.
Even then, there's probably...
I don't know. I feel like if I'm there, I'd just eat it. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to kill you, is it?
No, you've got that, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to...
You might feel morally bad if you eat a bit of dog.
Well, about my dad went to Singapore, and the guy said he was with. He said, "Don't ask what you're eating.
Just eat. Say, oh,
just what? Eat. Just eat, and like, don't ask what you're eating. Don't know what you're eating."
Yeah.
So he said he could have had anything. He just ate a little.
Cool. And did he have a good time?
Yeah, he had a good time. Didn't feel about the food because he didn't know.
Because that's what you're like.
Yeah, because I'm going too much. I'm overthinking it. Mm. Just fucking eat it.
Yeah, just eat it.
But then you could get like deli belly, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're not in India, right?
Does that only happen
in... You get Delhi Belly in India because they walk around with no shoes on and mix the fucking curries with their feet. and literally a cook on a curry next to the sewage. That's why you get Delhi Belly. It's nothing to do with...
You've summed that up.
It's because they're filthy.
That's going straight as a clip. Yeah. Oh, well.
Jesus Christ, should we end on that? You got anything you want to say about the Korean War before? It is the Forgotten War. It's exciting. There's definitely more stories. And it definitely is ready to go off again.
Yeah, 100%. I had no idea it was like that.
Yeah.
The war. Didn't know anything about it, to be honest, now.
Because right now, we'll do a podcast on South Korea, on North Korea one day.
Mm.
Because right now, that relationship between China and North Korea is a bit weird, isn't it? Because they're kind of like friends.
They help each other, don't they?
Kind of like, that's my little brother and I don't really agree with what he's doing, but he is still my little brother.
Yeah, it's like when your little brother's like a...
drug dealer.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's like, not the best, but...
He's my brother.
Yeah.
Just sort him out.
But then what about Taiwan? That's in the news, isn't it?
They're living the dream.
until they're going to get bombed now. Yeah. Huh? Nuked.
They just nuked the... Is it a little bit of China? Or
Taiwan.
Is it an island?
I think it's an island.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just going to nuke it.
I think it's a bit of... It's quite a bit of a gap as well. I don't think it's like right on the... Oh, yeah, have a look at the globe.
I'll have a look at the globe. What's Taiwan like? Is Taiwan Taipei, yeah?
Yeah. Is there a bit of a gap?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You could wipe it. Oh, Hong Kong's the one that is...
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Part of mainland China.
That was where the troubles were, wasn't it? Not long ago.
What troubles?
Do you think, how big's... You know, when the protest...
Taiwan's
how
big.
Could you nuke it?
And
wipe it off with a few nukes?
You'd have to hit a couple, yeah.
Isn't it like it's like Japan, isn't it? It's got like an island coming down from Japan, isn't it?
It's yeah. So can you? I'll show you. Take the globe. Have a look.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. The first wave of islands.
Yeah, I think. What's Taiwan like? I feel like it's pretty weird over there.
I'm not sure. I don't hear anybody going or stuff.
No, maybe not last.
Like you go, people go Hong Kong, don't they? That's like a tourist place, but.
Because it's like all business and everything in Hong Kong, though.
Yeah.
Is that HSBC?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah.
Is it Hong Kong Singapore Banking Company?
It's definitely in Hong Kong that I've heard that. I don't know about Taiwan.
Taiwan don't do fuck all. That's what Taiwan don't do.
Do they have their own football team?
Taiwan team.
Taiwanese.
I think they do, yeah. It's all mental. See, I didn't... If you'd drawn the whole of Asia and not put Korea where it was and said, right, Cal, draw Korea where it is. I wouldn't draw it there. I'd have put it in between Taiwan and Japan.
Yeah. Like an island.
Yeah, I would have done, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise it was...
It is close to Japan though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you could probably jump.
Yeah, people in Japan go to like South Korea for like a day trip.
Oh, day trips?
Oh, like a weekend, you're like just...
Oh, like a nice little holiday.
Yeah.
It's probably the same distance between England and France, probably.
Yeah, channel.
A bit more, yeah.
I think you can see it.
It's like everything, like, look how close Japan is to Russia.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I think there's an island on Japan that is Russian. And it's like right on the top of Japan.
Yeah.
Like it's closer to
Onikotan.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the Russian one?
Must be, yeah, because it's got a name.
It's like closer to Japan than it is to Russia or anything. Think of you're like, see, you know, them people who live in like, where's Vladivostok? That's right on the top.
Yeah.
They're like, what is it? White European.
Yeah.
And then you only have to go across the water, and you've got like Asian.
Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? But then in like Russia, like all these bits, like on the border of like Cambodia and that, they do have a bit of a look to them, don't they?
In Cambodia.
No, those.
Oh,
those Russians,
I know what you mean. Yeah, got a bit Mongolian in them.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Yeah, Mongolian. Genghis Khan they blood.
Are. Yeah. Is it a Hun? Huns.
Hun. Oh no, they were a bit more.
Where were they? Attila the Hun.
Well, they were attacking like Germany and the Goths and all that.
Where they?
But they say, I don't think it's verified, but they do say that there's like a lineage of the Huns that come from. Like Mongolia or around
like the Mongols.
Yeah. But I think they were like European-ish, Asian-y European. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's all crazy because look where India is and how different an Indian person looks to a Chinese person.
Yeah.
And they literally share a giant border.
Yeah, what's going on there?
We don't have anything like that anywhere else. Apart from maybe in Africa, the way you've got the North African people. And then like straight away you've got like Chad and they're like African people. And then you've got Libya.
No, but they've got like a big desert in between them.
Yeah.
That's like nobody really lives in that desert, don't they?
True, yeah.
They've got like a big gap.
Yeah,
habitable
spots, yeah.
Inhabitability.
Inhabitable.
Something like
inhabitability.
That.
Inhabitability. yeah, but that always baffles me a bit. Like this one's like Algeria and Mali right there. Like people from Mali are like people who look like Abdoulaye Doucouré. People from Algeria.
Like Mahrez.
Yeah, Riyad Mahrez, yeah.
Is he from Algeria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're complete different, aren't they?
Yeah. In every way.
And they're right next to each other?
Yeah, they touch each other, yeah. But they have got the Sahara right between them, like.
Mm.
We don't have anything like that, really, do we?
Not really.
Think about it. No. Just only like when you get more to Asia, like Turkey, Greece, Italy. But it's still like...
Are they not just tanned as well?
You still get an English person who looks like an Italian person who has no Italian heritage.
Yeah, none at all.
Yeah, because it doesn't count. Like, obviously you get English people who look like African people, but they are African people.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like... well, don't they say... What's like with Spanish people? What? Their heritage is all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all that Mediterranean look, any like Spain and like Italy, Greece. It's all like dark hair, dark skin.
Yeah.
Kind of face.
What about like Aborigines, like all around there? Maori?
Oh, like Polynesian?
Yeah.
Mm. That's all, that's a look, isn't it? And that's like...
See, that's spread out
as
well.
That's like Inuit, that.
That's like a stocky Inuit.
Yeah. But then like Australian, like... Aborigines are like black.
They're unique.
They've got a look.
Yeah, they don't look like Maori.
No, they almost look more like American Indians.
American Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like the face shape, like the build up, but I know they're a lot darker, but that comes from living in a hotter country.
Don't they say, I remember reading, I think it was in that Sapiens book, which is shit. You get so much hype that book, but that I think it's in that book. They say Aborigines were like part of the human lineage or whatever,
yeah,
that is untouched for like so long. You know, like, I'm going to say a number, it'll be like 500,000 years.
Yeah.
You know, like everywhere else has been like touched, you know, like mixed together and stuff like, yeah, that from like right from the top of like human, like when we were like branching off from Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Whereas Aborigines just kept its own thing on that island. Whereas like everywhere else is like...
Spread.
Gone down the lineage and spread and moved and then like...
They're mad, like...
Mixed.
What's going on with those Aborigines in Australia is just fucking mental.
And none of them...
Well, they're all just drunks, aren't they?
They weren't murderers, though.
No. They definitely got up to no good because they're all drunks and drug addicts, unfortunately.
But don't they say like they're more susceptible?
Yeah. Well, they're spoiled, aren't they, by the modern world? They're trying to live simple lives. It's all horrifically racist as well.
To the Aborigines?
Yeah, it's bad, yeah.
Like, what have they got against them?
I don't know. I think because they've got that thing of, like, because they've been muddled up in this drugs and drink and stuff, and they're all, like, old and scary and grumpy and stuff.
Yeah, it's more from that, like,
yeah,
they're just drug addicts.
Yeah, that's, like, all the homeless people at Aborigines and stuff, because they've been caught up. Like, you can't take someone... And just, like, build that country up so fast, they couldn't keep up. Yeah. Have you seen that thing about Australia, what they do with that that little island where they send all the asylum seekers?
No.
There's an island off the coast of Australia.
Yeah.
I can't remember what island it is. I'm trying to see if it's on here.
New Zealand.
No, it's a little tiny island. And any of the asylum seekers, before they send them back to wherever they came from, they put them on that island.
Wait, but where are they coming from? The asylum seekers. Who's like going to Australia?
Loads of people just get from as like far as they can.
From Southeast Asia?
Yeah, all sorts, yeah.
Or like India or something?
Don't know, wherever they're seeking asylum from, but people who are coming over to try and live.
It's a big gap though.
It's mad.
To cross the water to Australia.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just jump. You can't be a asylum seeker or jump on a plane, can't you?
No, they'll come on boats and that, don't they?
Go on, and they just put them on an island. So there's an island just full of asylum seekers. Yeah. And there's like shops and stuff.
Refugees,
like.
That's what it is.
Refugees.
Not asylum seekers. Refugee island.
Oh, but are they like locked up or is it?
Australian immigration detention facilities. Yeah, just all the islands, that's what they do. And it's like, they're like prisons. Christmas Island. They've also got them on Papua New Guinea, Nauru. That's what they look like.
Yeah, they're like prisons, from what you show me.
On an island. And they just put them all there. It's rough as fuck, to be fair.
Wait, what's going on with Australian government then?
No, they're all fucked up, aren't they?
Oh,
so what's going on with the Canadian government? He's like a communist, isn't that Trudeau, now?
Oh, he's definitely, like, he doesn't have, like, a clue what's going on, doesn't he?
No, he's just started panicking and then now he's using his authority. They've got to get vaccinate every 4 weeks.
That's, it's like, he's gone so, like, like, he just, everything's just done, like, on a whim, because he's scared of, like, offending people, or scared, he's just, like, right, people say that, like, we've got to do this. He's like, right, let's do it.
Yeah.
There's no, like, thinking about it.
Yeah, he's bad, him. And everyone's dead, like, happy about him at first, so... Isn't he good looking, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he so nice?
And now he's, like, fucking... So they've got to vaccinate every 4 weeks?
Yeah.
What the f... And look at us, we're just, like, living with it now. It's not even, like, a problem.
Exactly.
Probably just get, like, the sniffles.
Yeah, the sniffle. No, I haven't got it. I might do, though. I forgot it was a thing, genuinely.
Yeah. It's not gonna... just fucking carry on. It's not gonna come back, isn't it?
No. No, well, it is. We're just going to live with it, aren't we? And it's like...
Yeah, just fucking...
Yeah, I've got COVID.
Yeah, carry on.
I've got a cold.
Yeah, you got a cold, that's it.
Got the flu.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think... Well, Australia shit the bed, didn't they, really, with all the COVID stuff as well, so...
They fucked themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, they're up the wall at the minute, but... Yeah, I didn't realise Canada were on. I found that out the other day, listening to Rogan.
What other weird stuff's going on in Canada?
I don't know, probably all sorts.
I know it's very, like, woke, isn't it? They use that word.
Yeah.
In like a negative way.
I don't know. I always find it weird that they've got like genuine French speaking
like parts of it. Yeah.
Where all the signs and that are in French. That's weird, anyway.
But you don't think people could say that about like
Wales?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say Bradford. It's just like Arabic signs.
Do they actually in Bradford?
I think there is. Yeah.
No way.
You know, I think it's got like the English with them as well.
Well, like road signs and that.
Yeah.
Or like people's shops, I get.
Well, like everything, like just like, yeah.
Like Chinatown.
Suppose
Chinatown
it is.
In Nottingham is like that.
Is that the biggest one? What's the biggest China? Like, these
things... Ours is pretty big, isn't it?
In Liverpool?
It's no, like we've one got the street. Biggest arch.
But, that, it's, but that... it's not even in like a street.
No.
It's about like four buildings long.
But that arch is the biggest one.
Well, it's like someone's garden. I'm confused how that's classed as a Chinatown.
Yeah.
It's like...
Manchester.
Manchester.
It's home to the largest Chinatown in the UK.
Oh, did it say how big? I know when I was in San Francisco.
Oh, I just said UK, not world, but...
Oh, no, yeah, I was saying like it was quite big in San Francisco.
No,
like, I remember going through streets and streets, and I'm like, God, when does it end? Manchester. I've never been to the one in Manchester.
I think I have. Maybe I'll have to go. Hong Kong style egg tarts.
I like Chinese food.
I like Chinese food. Oh, me, Steve. We're ending on that.
Oh, are you finishing on that?
Yeah, yep. Steve likes Chinese food. Right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I feel like we've defo drifted down a tangent there after we were speaking about the events of the Korean War.
Solid tangent.
I hope you've enjoyed my sniffles a little bit and. Sorry about the wee break. I know I've been professional enough not to have one of them for a few weeks, but
just shows you're well hydrated.
Yeah, well, I feel like, is that what you meant to do when you've got a cold a little bit? Just start hydrate. Keep drinking.
I think you should be hydrated all the time though, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or do you mean like,
well, I don't want another dream about eating glass, do I? So
that's a bad dream, that a weird that. One
I hope you get it tonight.
Oh, I had my dream. Yeah,
man. Oh yeah, go on dead quick before we finish.
I don't think I remember it now. I was in the desert or something. Desert. And there was a dead body. I had to move it. That's all I'm getting.
Yeah.
It wasn't like bad. It wasn't like I was going to text you it.
It's pretty specific,
though,
isn't it?
I can't remember much. That's all I can get. You know when you get like a vague.
Yeah. Little snippet. Little screenshot.
Yeah, it's gone now. It's when you try and think of it, isn't it? Goes.
Yeah, that was just so traumatic for me, and I remember waking up thinking that I had been eating glass.
Yeah, that's... It's... I don't even know what to say on that, you know?
Bad, that, isn't it? Really bad.
And you ran to the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Panicking?
Like, splash my face with water and that, because my heart was pounding. And then my nose was bleeding. Not bleeding, I had blood in my nose.
Yeah.
But that could be other things, that... Too much fighting. Right, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Have we got a topic for next week? We've got a few guests who want to come on who want to talk to us, but yeah, we don't know what it's going to be next week yet, guys.
No.
But I do hope you return.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.